Every so often, we like to pluck ourselves a fruit from the great tree of literature, and our adaptation of the following classic tale by Robert Louis Stevenson happened to be just ripe for the picking. The Suicide Club was taped live on Sunday, October 29th, 2017. It's the final part of our show, Games of Chance.
Considered now to be among the great works of Russian literature, Dostoevsky's classic novella, The Gambler, published in 1867, was quickly dashed off by the author. Dostoevsky, you see, was under a very strict deadline in order to pay off some massive gambling debts of his own. The great man of letters had a very unhealthy addiction to roulette. Thankfully, it was not Russian roulette he was addicted to. But speaking of Russian roulette, I bring you now to our next story, The Suicide Club. In this terrifying tale by the famed Scottish author Robert Louis Stevenson, this type of roulette is played with a deck of cards. Tonight we offer this unique and appropriately tense adaptation by Mr. Brian Wallace. I give you The Suicide Club.
Oysters aren't bad for this time of year, are they, Geraldine?
It's not the time of year that gives me pause, Professor. More the origin.
West Coast oysters aren't to everyone's taste.
West Coast, I don't mind. Oysters from Arizona make me nervous. Especially if they're served up on a plate in New Jersey.
Well, you'll get a stronger stomach. I once had sushi in Oklahoma. Ate my fill without noticing. It's all part of the game and gamble of adventure.
The university thinks we're out here doing research.
Are you going to tell them we're not?
I'm no fool.
Far from it. But you'd be a liar if you told them that we weren't absorbed in the most important research in our field.
We drove past Fairleigh Dickinson yesterday. That's about as close as we've come to anything academic on this trip.
You're a brilliant scholar, Geraldine. Most dedicated I've ever had, but sometimes I wonder if any of your learning has been lived. That's the only kind you can truly count on.
I went to the Citadel for undergrad, Professor. Nearly joined the army after that.
And you never left the campus. The world is a symposium. Geraldine, it's not a textbook or a field manual. It doesn't permit one to sit in the back just taking notes. You must live in the footnotes of life.
Cannolis! Free cannolis! There you go.
Here comes some sort of asterisk.
No thanks required. I'm grateful to you! Cannolis! Free for the taking!
Well, now, who is this young man?
I don't know, but he's headed for us.
You two look as though you could do with a cannoli.
A cannoli?
I'm offering you one each. You'll be doing me a favor. They're from Natalie's over in Summit. I bought out all they had.
I am in the habit of looking not so much at the nature of a gift as to the spirit in which it is offered.
The spirit is mockery, of course.
Mockery? You're mocking us with cannolis?
No, not you. Myself. The way I've lived my life. If you turn me down, I have to eat them. That's the rule.
Whose rule is that?
Mine. I made it up. Like every other rule. Somebody makes them up. Why not me?
I say, isn't he an eccentric?
If I mention that I'm as much the butt of the joke as anyone, I hope you'll be a good sport. If not, down my hatch they go. And at this point, I think I'm on the verge of a diabetic shock. You see, I mean it when I say you'd be doing me a favor.
Well, if you put it that way, let's try one. Huh, by heaven, I think I've just gone there. Where are these cannolis from, lad? Natalie's, you say? I couldn't praise them more if they paid me to.
I think the cream clotting up in your beard is advertisement enough for them, sir. Mind your turtleneck and tweed.
And how about you, lady? Go on. Everyone's still breathing, so they ain't poison.
I really don't like sweets. I'm sorry.
Oh, do partake, Geraldine. This is what a footnote looks like. I'll share it with you.
If you insist, Professor, I'll do it for your sake.
Best decision you'll make tonight. And look here. I have one left. The last survivor. Like me. Oh, cannoli. I'll go ahead and scoff it. Bring my grand total to 22. That's a cannoli for each year of my life.
What an accomplishment.
More like a fitting end. Would have been fitter if they'd been sour grapes, but I didn't think about it. You mind if I sit down? Don't think I'll be able to stand much longer once I swallow this.
22 cannolis in one night. Whoever heard of such a thing?
Nobody. That's why I did it.
Well, if your goal was mockery, young man, I'd say you failed. Look at all these smiling, chirping people who suddenly love you. A far cry from the gray, dour faces we saw before you came in.
Those were the oysters.
I did not fail. I spent the last of my money on pastries for the whole neighborhood. And it's probably the noblest thing I've ever done. How can you not mock that?
You won't think it's so noble when you wake up in the morning with a belly full of curdling butter.
You assume I'm gonna wake up.
You're a young man in the prime of life.
Forever, I hope. I certainly won't get any older. Not if chance has anything to do with it.
You're just not making sense now.
Sense? How's this for sense? You see this money?
Sense is right. Looks like little more than spare change to me.
Pardon my curiosity, young man. What I've been seeing of you, I'm greatly pleased by, but even more puzzled. I am loath to seem indiscreet, but we wish to know more about you.
There's no reason to get into all that. Then again, maybe that's exactly why I should.
Is your logic as made up as your rule book?
Made up? What kind of crack is that? I received a good education, just so you know.
Please, lad, we're not here to judge you.
Judge me? You're sitting here with a woman half your age wearing a ponytail and a turtleneck. Let me do the judging. Majored in the French horn, graduated with honors.
Free cannolis and the French horn. You are a pioneer.
Played it well enough to squander half my money in Paris and twice as much in Montreal.
All I meant, young man, was if there's something embarrassing in your history, you need have no delicacy with us. We pass our lives entirely in the search of extravagant adventures, and there is no extravagance with which we are not capable of sympathy.
Well, I'll give you the short version. 2 months ago, I had a woman. Today, I don't. The end. Cliff's notes.
She broke your heart. Your 22-year-old heart.
Excuse me, lady, but she did not break my heart. I broke the bank. I got nothing to my name but unpaid bills and Canadian French. You tell me which one would scare off a bride faster. You ever hear of Alliance Alliage? It was my French horn podcast. Devoted to all things brass? No, I didn't think so. That's why I'm broke. Sunk everything I had into that. And now all I got is spare change and $20, which I've earmarked for a specific purpose.
What purpose?
No, wait, I can't tell you anything about that.
Is this not odd, that we three here should have met by the merest accident in an urban wilderness such as New Jersey, and should be so nearly in the same condition?
What?
Yes, indeed.
How? Did you have a podcast too? You strike me more as a vinyl guy, or maybe a wax cylinder.
A remarkable coincidence, yes. I am so much touched by it that I am going to put an end to the disparity. This is all the cash I have. These bills I shall set aside to pay for our dinner. The rest I give to this candle on the table.
Professor, no! What are you...
God, no! You shouldn't have burned them all. You should have kept a 20.
20? What makes you think I had so much as a 20 in that fire? As my friend here has blurted out, I work in the field of higher education. When $20 trickle down to us, our custom is to stock up on ramen noodles and highlighters.
Well, it's too bad. Without $20, you can't get in.
What are you talking about?
Be honest with me. Are you really desperate? Have you also crashed and burned so much you're ready to give up your last penny to end it all?
You don't mean... Well, surely. No.
Aha. That's what I thought. Good night to you, my pampered little tourists. Next time you want a night out in New Jersey, go see Springsteen on Broadway.
A moment. Just one moment, young man. You lack confidence in us, but you are wrong.
Now, wait a minute.
To all your questions, we can answer a simple and resounding yes. You will not find in us timid Canadians unable to speak plainly. So please, do likewise.
All right. $20 gets you into the Suicide Club. Plain enough?
Suicide Club? What the devil is that?
What's it sound like? Anyway, it doesn't matter. You got no money.
My friend here, she still has some money. Can you get us into the Suicide Club?
I can take you to a meeting right now if you're serious.
Let's be off at once. Yes. Then a penniless trio should go arm in arm into the halls of Pluto and give each other some countenance among the shades.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Will you give me a moment alone with my friend, please?
Take five. I'll be outside.
No use, Geraldine. You will try to talk me out of this, but I will see the end of it.
Professor Florizel, we are here on the university's business. This is just a step too far. The kid is crazy or high or maybe just a criminal. What if something happens?
I'm counting on exactly that. And have the kindness, Geraldine, to remember your position. If you'd rather start over with a new doctoral advisor, you are free to do so. You have your return ticket home.
I wouldn't leave you out here on your own.
Then, since I have burned my money, at least come along to this suicide club and pay my entry fee. After that, you may go where you please.
Well, what about dinner?
Geraldine, take the cannoli.
Is it a warehouse? What is this neighborhood?
There is still time for you to both back out.
Lead on, young man. I'm not one to go back on my word.
You impress me. I have to say it. Wait here just a bit. I'll be back as soon as I have arranged your introduction.
Professor Florizel, please, let me ask you once more to reconsider. I'm really going to press you on this. Not out of disrespect, but just the opposite.
Geraldine, am I to understand that you are afraid?
Yes, I am afraid. If people are actually committing suicide in there and we're watching it for sport, think of the university's reputation, if not your own.
I've witnessed voodoo rituals, child marriages, and circumcisions of things we never knew we were born with. I've even attended a presidential inauguration. There's nothing behind these doors that could be more horrifying than a theme park.
I hope you're right.
If this suicide club is real, then these people are simply tired of life. But at least they lived it. This'll be good for you.
Follow me. The president will see you. Let me just lock this up for security. You never know in this neighborhood. We get a lot of out-of-towners from Madison this time of night. The president will be in shortly. Let me warn you both to be straight with him. You understand me? I'm trusting you. And trust isn't a language the members of this club speak with much fluency. Don't let me down. I'm going inside. You wait here. He'll be with you in a second.
An antechamber. Quaint. Dusty. Cold, moldy.
If people don't actually kill themselves here, they could at least hide the bodies.
Well, we'll know we're still in New Jersey then. Get ready.
Good evening. I'm told you wish to speak with me.
Yes, sir. We have a desire to join the suicide club.
Yeah? And what is that supposed to be?
Pardon me, but I believe you are the person best qualified to give us information on that point.
Me? A suicide club? Come on. It's a little late for this nonsense. Look, I don't care how drunk you want to get, but keep it outside.
Excuse me. I am stone cold sober in my desire to be stone cold dead.
Are you the police?
Of course not.
Well, this is a private house, and you have made a mistake. Please leave.
Well, hey, now look here. We know what you're doing. Our friend must have told you that a person in our circumstances doesn't have much to lose. I'm very quiet as a usual thing, but you are either going to stop the charade or admit that this was all some Seton Hall frat boy prank to score 40 bucks.
That is some way to speak. Have it your way. You win.
I have to agree. My colleague impresses me tonight. She usually does in the end.
I'd have stuck to my guns had you not lumped me in with Seton Hall. I went to Rutgers, you see, and there are limits to what I can tolerate. Seton Hall.
I'm sorry, I had to get tough with you.
But are you both sure you want to proceed? I need to know why. We can offer you a dignified end, but the cost is your secrets. There can be none from me.
Secrets. Understood.
What is your reason for wanting to join our society? Banned from Atlantic City?
I was a gambler. How did you know that?
You smell like a boardwalk. I mean, no offense, but the aroma never fades.
Well, I was caught cheating, you see. More than once, if I'm honest. No one will let me play anymore, anywhere, if you only knew the misery.
I do. We have another one in here like you. Of course, there's no way to cheat at the card game we play. And you. You were in the service, and something like that. Why are you tired of life?
How did you... Yes, I was. Almost. But life intimidates me.
You must have something better than that.
I have debts, student loans, and nothing to show for them. I left the Citadel early. If I'm honest, they kicked me out. I've never said that out loud before.
Geraldine!
If I didn't have much experience, I would turn you both away. But I know types like yours all too well. Some excuses for a suicide are often the toughest to justify, and that makes them all the more acute. Come inside, meet your fellow members.
Is this a full meeting?
Hardly. Only middling. You'd be surprised at how many more people besides this would like to be over and done with life.
Why does everyone need a club in order to commit suicide? I don't understand that.
For the same reason you've kept your secrets until just now. Shame. Some of these people have families, you see, who will be shocked or even blamed if the matter became public. Others have a weakness at heart and simply recoil from the act itself. That makes sense to you, yes? Or was it not weakness that forced you out of the Citadel? Anyway, go mingle, friends. We'll get started shortly.
Take a quick moment for a word from Sir Theo, the official mascot and gentlemanly director of Canine Outreach for Fireside Mystery Theater. He absolutely loves the yummy treats and fun toys he gets to dig into from BarkBox, so we're spreading the word about it on his behalf. Every month, BarkBox paw picks the best all-natural treats and innovative toys to match your furry friend's unique needs, like allergies and heavy chewer preferences. It's all packed up and shipped to you for free. You can choose a 1, 6, or 12-month plan and cancel anytime. It's a great way to try a variety of treats and toys from local and small businesses that you may not otherwise be able to find. Theo got the Pooh York City box and just loves the Statue of Liberty crown toy. And even more, he's chewed the heck out of this really cool set of Chinese dumpling toys that come in a little plush white Chinese takeout container. It's adorable. All edibles are made in the USA or Canada. If your dog doesn't like something in the box, they'll send you something they will love, for free, because BarkBox is all about dog happiness. Theo is now often requesting his favorite no-grainers New York City Jerky Bites treats. With BarkBox, when your dog goes gaga for something, you can easily find it again on BarkShop.com, the BarkBox app, or by texting them. Theo is doing his signature doggy dance to get me to tell you about a pretty sweet deal. Visit BarkBox.com/mystery and get a free extra month of BarkBox when you subscribe to a 6 or 12-month plan. Whether it's for your own furry kiddo or as a gift for friends or family, take it from our man Theo. You'll be making a lucky pup the happiest pooch on the block. Get that free extra month when you subscribe at BarkBox.com/mystery. Now, back to the Suicide Club.
To the eternal memory of Baron von Trenck, the gold standard of suicides. Hear, hear. He went out of a small cell into a smaller, that he might come forth again to freedom.
Amen, Sister Mary. Amen.
Sister Mary? Sister? You're a nun. Really?
Give me a ruler and I'll prove it on your knuckles. Only joking. Only joking.
Well, forgive me, but I always thought suicide was against God's law. How do you reconcile it?
The Lord helps those who help themselves, dear. Anyway, it's a far sight more forgivable than murder. A little more wine, please. Thank you.
You can't mean that you've committed a murder.
I would, but devil take the man. Darwin is already dead. If I'm descended from an ape, I won't bear it, I tell you. I won't. A little more wine, please. Thank you.
Mr. Malthus, meet our new members.
Good Lord, what's happened to this poor broken old man? Now, he looks like he belongs here.
New faces. With any luck, we won't know each other long.
Malthy's been a member of this place for 2 years.
What? 2 years?
My case is peculiar. I'm not really a suicide at all. More of a pressing eventuality. I rarely get to visit because of my infirmity. My leg is made of solid titanium, you see. The other is aluminum. I forget which is which because of the plate in my head.
Bless your soul, Mr. Malthus.
My right arm, that's solid wood.
Yes, I noticed the splinter now that we've shaken hands.
None of this really slows me down. It's the peanut allergy I have to be careful of. It permits me from some small exceptions to the rules.
Well, we're still new here. Not familiar with all the rules or the exceptions.
Oh, well, an ordinary member who comes here in search of death, like yourself, returns every evening until fortune favors him. I have to wait a while, but you make friends. For a short time, anyway. At least the president's company is a delicacy in itself.
And is he also a permanency, like yourself?
Indeed, he is a permanency, but in a very different sense. He never plays. He shuffles and deals and makes the necessary arrangements afterwards.
Afterwards? After what?
Maybe you remember the headlines. 6 months ago, about the man who was accidentally poisoned by his pharmacy?
You don't mean...
Inspired, isn't it? The president has excelled at his calling.
Was that poor man a victim of this place?
Of course not. He was a member of the club, not a victim at all.
You spoke of shuffling and dealing. What's that about?
That's how the selection is made, don't you see?
And not only a chosen one. If you'll pardon the expression, Mr. Shapiro, but another member who is to be the instrument of death for that occasion.
Good God. Do you mean they kill each other?
The trouble of suicide is removed in that way.
It's kosher. Begging your pardon, Mr. Shapiro.
So could any of us be called upon this evening to slay a man? To actually... Oh my God.
Relax. Relax. There's an initial surprise to this, but it evaporates slowly, like the sweat streaming down your back right now.
Attention, friends. It is time.
I think you are about to see the thing in progress. Will you both lend me the help of an arm each? My sense of balance isn't the best. These metal legs of mine react differently to the changes in temperature.
It is a pack of 52. Watch for the Ace of Spades, which is the sign of death, and the Ace of Clubs, which designates the official of the night.
Excuse me, you mean whomever draws the Ace of Spades...
receives their final relief from the burden of life.
And the person with the Ace of Clubs?
Will act as that person's angel of death. Yes. Any more final questions? Here we go.
You both have good eyes, I hope. Sadly, I've been cursed with cataracts. I may need your help to follow the game.
Here we go. First card, turn it.
Jack of hearts.
Next.
Three of diamonds. A trinity. God bless.
Next. Next. Come on.
Don't rush me. It's not like we're going anywhere.
Turn your card, Jones. Jones.
I want a glass of water. Can I just have a sip of water?
Poor old Jones. I can't see her, but I can smell her sweat. She always sweats.
Somebody turn her card.
I'll do it. I can do it. Six of hearts. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hold it together now, Jones. You'll get another go.
You go too fast. There's no respect. Now, a little ceremony. Would it kill?
Would it kill me? No, not me. Somebody give her a tissue.
I wonder about Jones. She's been warned before, you know.
Newcomers, your turn.
Look for the ace of spades or the ace of clubs.
I've got nine of clubs.
Still anyone's game. You next. Next. Don't tell me we have another one.
Go on, Geraldine.
Three of spades.
Oh. Malfi?
That's me. Let's see. What does it say here? A queen. Queen of something.
You've got the queen of hearts, Mr. Malthus.
I should be so lucky.
And the last.
A joker? What's the idea? Some joke.
Oh, sorry. I don't know how he snuck into our little meeting. I'll show him what we do to intruders.
Professor, I think we should try to leave now.
Next round coming through.
Sometimes we've gone as long as three or four rounds in a game. It's like dying of old age.
All right, everyone, flip your cards. We'll go the other way around this time.
Other way around?
Is that all right with you? Oh, some people do like it predictable, don't they? No wonder you're bored with living.
I think you're enjoying this a bit too much. It's unseemly.
Flip your cards.
She's right. Let's keep it in the same direction.
Come on, Jones.
Give the lady space to breathe, to prepare. That's all I'm saying.
Flip your cards.
I would still like a glass of water. I did not get my water.
Be quiet. Someone volunteer to go first or I'll call on you.
I'll go.
All right, then. Well, go on if you're going.
God. Good God.
What is it? Don't tell me there are two jokers.
God, no. Ace of clubs.
Well, that didn't take long.
Good on you, young man. Shake hands.
Get away. I don't want to shake hands. I don't even want to look at any of you, knowing what I know.
Easy now. Go have a drink of something. We'll talk once the fates decide your tandem.
Next up is the ace of spades. Whoever gets it, gets it.
You don't understand. I didn't come here to do this. I didn't come here to kill. I came to be killed.
Soldier girl, you're next. Flip your card.
I won't flip my card. I'm leaving. I want to go.
No one leaves until the game is over.
Sit down, Geraldine. You will only make things worse.
I've changed my mind. Don't you realize this isn't a game? It's not a classroom. It's real.
I beg everyone to excuse my friend. She has not been well. I'll flip her card. The Ace of Spades.
What?
I'm kidding. You've got the Five of Clubs. See? Me? I've got Seven of Hearts. Now, sit down before you make our friends regret they invited us.
Who's next? Malfi, go.
No.
No?
Come on, Malthus, be a sport.
There's no need. I looked already. The game's over.
You, Malthus, you have the Ace of Spades?
No, not him, not the old man. I can't do the old man. Don't make me.
Show us, Malfi.
Not him. Please. Not him.
Well, game's over. I'm gonna go have a smoke. Anyone join me?
Right behind you, Jones.
The game's over. I'll unlock the doors, and anyone who wants to leave may. Almost anyone.
I'm not going anywhere. Not anymore.
As far as our two newest members, don't come back. Otherwise, the world will know every secret that we do. You understand?
How bitterly I wish I'd never brought you both here. Get out while your hands are still clean. Forget this place.
Good luck to you, young man, and again, thank you for the cannolis.
Oh, I'd love a cannoli, young fella. Do you have any more? It would be a pretty fond last memory for me, a cannoli.
I'm sorry, Mr. Malthus. I ate them all.
Oh, shame.
Poor Malthy. I won't know the club without him. He had a poetry about him, but it was a poetry I understood.
I'm still here, you know. Still present tense.
Yes, let's tend to that, shall we?
Don't make me.
Come along. There are three possible scenarios for tonight's final course of action. Each requires a special set of utensils.
I'm begging you, don't make me do this to him.
My personal favorite may be a tad messy and aggressive to some, but it is the quickest. There's also the matter of music. Any preferences, Mr. Malthus, for underscoring as our young friend here proceeds to...
Music? I hadn't thought much about it. Well, what do most people do?
A lot go with classical. Chopin, Wagner. I can play some selections from a French horn podcast I used to listen to.
French horn? Oh, please, this is supposed to be a suicide, not torture.
No. No, I can't do this, please.
Don't fret about it, young fella. Quick, he said. You know, what bones I have left won't give you that much trouble. And you're welcome to anything in my pockets. That's the usual custom, isn't it, Mr. President?
It is, to pay your entry fee for tomorrow night.
And I've got more than that besides. I mean, buy yourself a cannoli, yes? It'd have it for me. I'd like that.
Gentlemen, let's go get started.
Come, Geraldine, we should go.
Let this happen, are we? We've got to go to the police.
Not a person in that club would validate our story. Not even Malthus. It's more likely they would accuse us.
Us?
Two strangers in town, no money, no names. That nun herself would point the finger at us. And she'd have cause.
How do you figure that?
Remember when I flipped your card for you?
Yes, when I had the five of clubs.
You didn't have the five of clubs, Geraldine. You had the ace of spades.
It was the five of clubs. You showed it to me.
Malthus had the five of clubs. I switched them.
How did you... In front of everyone!
I told the president that I used to cheat at cards. I wasn't lying. I really wasn't. I don't know why.
I said I had been kicked out of the Citadel. That was true, too. Never confessed that to anyone before. How did they know all of that about us, Professor?
Something about that club made it feel like the truth was the best disguise. But the truth is a keen weapon to suicidal men. They have no further use for lies.
Professor Floreisel, I cannot stand the idea of Malthus being murdered in my place.
Let me be the one to cope with that, Geraldine. After all, I was the one who really drew the ace of clubs. That poor young man. At least the others want to do it.
That young man didn't. That was obvious.
Both men just want to get it over with. I imagine the first blow is landing right about now.
Oh, how are we supposed to live with this?
Because the difference, Geraldine, is that we want to live. Malthus doesn't. Didn't. It's cold. Call for a ride, please. If we stay out much longer, who knows what trouble we'll find ourselves in.
Yes, sir.
I'll wait for you in that pastry shop across the road. I could go for something sweet.
your heart.
Of verse as coda to tonight's show, an original piece by our resident poet, Dr. David Linton.
Take a chance. Deal the cards, cut the deck, stack the deck, deck the halls with boughs of folly. Roll the dice, pay the price of admission. Snake eyes, box cars, 7, 11, a ticket to heaven. Spin the wheel, make a deal, it's a steal. Go to the track, take a lap, trace the tracks of my tears. Bet on the ponies, hang with the phonies, the betters and sweaters, the winners and sinners. Time to win, place, show, or lose. Win hearts, place bets, show your colors, lose your shirt, your mind, your soul. Have a lucky strike, a lucky streak, a lucky charm. Be a lucky stiff.
And that concludes this final episode of Games of Chance. Professor Floreisel was played by David Linton. The young man with the cannolis was played by James Kleinman. The president was played by James Reeser. Malthus was played by Michael Pate. Sister Mary was played by Mary Murphy. Jones was played by Casey LaForest. Gustavo Rodriguez played one of the club members. And the part of Geraldine was played by me, Allie Silva. The Suicide Club was adapted from the Robert Louis Stevenson story by Brian Wallace. It was directed by Holly Payne Strange. The poem, Take a Chance, was written by David Linton and performed by the author. The musical performance, From a Jack to a King, written by Ned Miller, was performed by Martina Da Silva, accompanied by Arco Iris Sandoval. Games of Chance was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Jason Graves composed our theme music. Our musical score was improvised by Arco Iris Sandoval. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. And our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. If you like what we're doing, or even if you don't, please take a quick moment to give us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. We're trying to grow, and your feedback helps us do that. And while you're at it, if you haven't yet, subscribe. You can also see what we really look like when you find us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram or Twitter with our handle, @FiresideMystery. So you know we have Fireside Mystery Theater swag, right? T-shirts, hoodies, pillows, totes, mugs, notebooks, stickers, all sorts of cool stuff with our logo. Lots of sales going on this holiday season, too. Go to the merch page at FiresideMysteryTheater.com and pick out something fun. And now is the time to do it. Today through Saturday, December 2nd, we've got a 25% off everything sale with the coupon code GIVEME25. That's a deal you don't want to miss. Beginning next week, we'll be releasing episodes from our annual Holiday Haunts show, just in time for the merry days of Yule. It was a fun one, so be sure to listen. And hey, New York City, we've got two more chances for you to catch us live before the end of the year. At the Slipper Room on Sunday, December 10th at 7 p.m., we tape our show, The Master's Hand. Sordid tales of artists and their art, creators and their creations, muses and their bemused. Get those tickets at slipperroom.com. We also have a special appearance lined up at the historic Morris Jumel Mansion with our original story inspired by the fascinating grand lady of Manhattan's oldest house. Find us there on December 17th at 5 p.m. at the Victorian Holiday Party. Tickets available at morrisjumel.org. This is your own Ali Silva. We hope we've played our cards right and you've enjoyed our games of chance. Now we know it's time to fold and mind the shadows.